And a very good Tuesday evening, everybody. Jamie Vasky, Roger Reed, along with you. And it is time for the State Wrestling Preview Show right here from KMCH Sports. Glad to have you along as we get set to run down all of our area wrestlers, all 48 area wrestlers that we will be covering at this year's State Wrestling Tournament from the Casey Center in Des Moines starting tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. New schedule this year. They tried to get it to a 3-day tournament. That was nearly impossible with keeping the 24 wrestlers in each weight class. So only one class will wrestle on Wednesday. The other two will take the mat on Thursday. So we will start at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon with the Class 3A first and second rounds, as well as the first and second round consolation. So, different from years past, the last couple years where everybody was guaranteed to come back on day number two, there will be guys eliminated from the tournament on day one this year. Roger, we always say it when we turn the calendar over to January, how quickly the second half of the season goes, and already we're talking State Wrestling Preview Show and the state tournament getting underway tomorrow afternoon.
You're right, Jamie. You know, when January rolls around, we always say it's the quickest month of wrestling, and then all of a sudden February's here, and all three Saturdays in February are busy. And in between those Saturday tournaments, you've got conference dual meets, and you've got regional dual team action, and that's high intensity wrestling, and that makes the time go by very, very quickly. And here we are at state tournament time, and we're going to be ready to rock and roll tomorrow afternoon with Class 3A guys.
In Class 3A, as we mentioned, first and second round and first and second round consolations from 4 until 8:30 tomorrow night. And we will start with the Western Dubuque Bobcats, who qualified 7 wrestlers to this year's state meet. And we start at 106 pounds for the Bobcats. It is Cole Dunkel, as he will take on Eddie Salgado of Ankeny in that first round. And right above the number 4 seed is where Salgado and Dunkel are, as they will take on the winner of that match will move on to take on the wrestler Knox Ayala from Fort Dodge, a very familiar name for anyone in the state of Iowa, as a tough matchup, a 20 and 13 matchup to start this tournament for Dunkel. Should be ready to go there, and then hopefully have a tough matchup with Ayala.
Well, that's what we always hope for, and you hope that schedule that the Bobcats wrestle pays off. And you know, you got a 20-13. We'll make that a coin flip, and I would like to see Cole Dunkel get a win there, Jamie. That'd be very good. And I'd love to see that matchup with Knox Ayala. I'd like to see him wrestle taking the mat. So a very, very good opportunity for the Western Dubuque Bobcat to take a win there, and we'll see what happens.
And then we bump up to 132 pounds, where it'll be Kellen McKenna. His multiple trips to the state meet, as he's going to take on in that first round, he's going to take on Jackson Temus of Pleasant Valley. That's a 17-16 matchup. Kellen McKenna, the number 17 seed. He's the winner of that one will take on top seeded Jake Knight of Bettendorf in that second round. And it's one of those things, Roger, we talked about it last Saturday at the district meet. Guys who have a first round match versus guys who did not have a first round match, that could play into Kellen McKenna's favor if he can win that first match and give him a decent shot against Jake Knight in the second round.
Yeah, to get the big meets like that, you like to have the guys like to have a warm up match, and you know, that warm up match, you get down on the mat, you get that atmosphere, and you just get going. It gives you an opportunity to get warmed up, and hopefully Kellen McKenna will be ready to go. And another interesting match on the front side of that round with top seeded Jake Knight. That'll be a dandy.
And then we bump up to weight class 144 in class 3A. Will Casey, the number 9 seed, just missing out on the first round bye. He's going to take on Gus Kerwin of Johnston in the first round. Kerwin, the number 24 seed, and really Casey in a really good spot in this lineup, as if he wins that match, he'll move on to take on the number 8 seed, Eric Kahn of Dowling Catholic. So Will Casey above him is the number one seed in the quarter above them is Will Oberbrockling of Southeast Polk, but a really good spot for Will Casey to be in this bracket.
Yeah, you got the number 9 seed, and you're facing number 24, a guy that perhaps just scooted into the state tournament on his shoelaces there. So great opportunity there for Will Casey, and then you take on number 8, like you said, Jamie. So you got an opportunity to get yourself right into that quarterfinal, then that semifinal round match.
And then we bump up to weight class 157, where Joe Hirsch has a first round bye. He's the number 3 seed. He's wrestled well. He's earned that number 3 seed. He'll await the winner of Eli McLeish of Mason City and Connor Wandler of Lynmar, a familiar opponent in McLeish as they were in the same district with one another yesterday at or Saturday, excuse me, at the Cedar Falls District. And Wandler, I'm sure, a familiar opponent in the Mississippi Valley Conference.
Yeah, you're right, and that gives you a lot of confidence, Jamie. Know that you've wrestled a couple of guys already. You don't have to do a lot of scouting on them, and all you got to do is step on the mat and wrestle your style. You know you've beaten them both twice already, so an opportunity for Joe Hirsch to win that round in the quarterfinals and then get himself on the front side. And waiting in the wings there is a number 6 seed from Dallas Center Grimes. So again, very very good spot for Joe Hirsch to be in, an opportunity for him to get on that medal side, and then with the possibility of punching his ticket to the finals.
And then at 165 pounds, Brady Rissman, also a first round bye for the Bobcats. He's the number 8 seed. He'll take on the winner of the 9 and 24 matchup between Brody Warwick of Boone, the number 9 seed, and Henry Krug of ADM, the number 24 seed. So again, a good spot in that bracket for Brady Rissman. Matt Crossan of Indianola, who we've seen a couple times this season with the West Delaware schedule. If you can get past that first one in Warwick or Krug, you got a real shot against Matt Crossan.
Oh, well, you do. And again, that's that 3A schedule and the competition that you face all year get you ready for this moment, Jamie. So, you got a bye, you got an opportunity to watch that first match, and then you've got to light it up. You've got to get yourself ready for that second round match, and that matchup with the top seed. That'll be a really good match for Brady Rissman. So we'll look forward to seeing that. But again, like you said, Jamie, you got to get through that first match, and you've got a winner that's already had a warm-up match, and it looks like it might be Warwick from Boone, as he's the number 9 seed against the number 24 seed Krug from ADM. So opportunity there for Brady Rissman to keep it going and to get himself on the medal side of the bracket.
And then at 190 pounds in class 3A, Chase Brunsheen, the senior from Western Dubuque. He's the number 10 seed there. He's a senior, 27-6. He'll take on Timmy Zatcher of Cedar Rapids Kennedy in that first round, who's the 23 seed. Winner of that one will take on Jesse Egli of Fort Dodge, who's a senior at 26-8. They're on the bottom side of the bracket. And that quarterfinal right there, again, for Brunsheen, who's really wrestled well here the last couple weeks. On the bottom side there, the number 2 seed is Andy Frank of Muscatine, who we saw back in week number 1 at that Bob Murphy Invitational. Again, a good spot for Brunsheen and the Bobcats there at 190.
Well, you're exactly right. You've got a winnable match. You've got a number 10 versus a number 23, so an opportunity to get on the front side. And then you've got that Egli guy from Fort Dodge. He's been around for like forever. That whole family of Eglies from Fort Dodge. You got an opportunity to face him, and then with the opportunity to get on the front side, stay on the front side in that semifinal round match with Frankie from Muscatine. That'll be a dandy. So Chase Brunsheen in a great spot on the bracket at 190.
And then Alex Gassman will round things out at 215 pounds, the fine senior for the Bobcats, 23-5. He will take on the number 20 seed, Ashton Holmes of Iowa City West, who's 22-24 on the season. So a very winnable match there with Gassman. I'm sure they've wrestled in that MVC at some point. And then the winner of that will take on the number 4 seed, Parker Jordan. So the top side of the bracket there for Gassman and a really good position to win a couple matches and potentially get at least to maybe to that quarterfinal round and potentially a semifinal round matchup with potentially Lincoln Gyp of Bettendorf.
Yeah, the seeding gods were really good to the Bobcats. But again, Jamie, that seeding, the seeding in the state tournament has to do with your schedule And that's why you want to bump that schedule up so you've got some good wins, you've got some solid competition, because that plays into the formula. The Bobcats have done a great job. Alex Gassman's done a great job, the number 13 seed, a very winnable match, like you said, and then an opportunity to wrestle an Indian from Oskaloosa to get himself in that quarterfinal round match. So a very good spot for Gassman from Western Dubuque.
Certainly is. And again, that is all of the Western Dubuque Bobcats, as they'll take the mat tomorrow afternoon starting at 4 o'clock. It goes to about 8:30 with Class 3A first and second round on the front side and first and second round consolations. Of course, those first round consolations are a bye. So really, essentially, it's only the second round consolation. So we will have it for you. Zach McCool, Roger, and me will have that for you starting tomorrow afternoon around 4 o'clock. That is a look at Class 3A. We'll come back and take a look at Class 1A as they will wrestle Thursday morning starting at 9 o'clock. That all comes your way next. You're listening to the State Wrestling Preview Show right here from KMCH Sports.